Good morning, good people. It is 3rd December 2020. We celebrate the feast of St. Francis Xavier, priest. He is the patron saint of the missions together with the St. Teresa of the Child Jesus. He was a vibrant and ambitious zealous to evangelize to those who did not know Jesus, especially in India, Malaysia, Japan, and China. He left everything for Christ and became so poor to make the people of God rich. He was able to integrate passion for preaching with the compassion towards the poor. The readings are from Isaiah chapter 26 verses 1 to 6 and the Gospel from Matthew chapter 7 verses 21, 24 to 27. Trust in the Lord forever, for in the Lord God you have an everlasting rock. Isaiah chapter 26 verse 4. When we trust the Lord, we go an extra mile for the values of the gospel. To be a missionary disciple, we all need to trust like St. Francis Xavier. Our prayers and material contributions are not enough to be a missionary of the Lord. We all need to offer ourselves physically in the way the Lord inspires. It does not mean that we are to leave our families, family responsibilities and evangelize in strange situations and countries. But we all need to involve in the missionary endeavors of the church one way or another. The church cannot continue to be a witness without us, missionaries of the word and deed. Our stand for God allows and offers the strength to enter the city prepared by God for us all, as we reflect in the first reading. The responsorial psalm praises, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." Psalm 118 verse 26. The gospel invites us to invest and build our lives on Jesus the rock. Our faith in Christ is personal, yet it is for the welfare of the community. The wind of unbelief, indifference, and uncharitable acts sure to hit our life anytime without much prior warnings. Our careful consideration and choices of the moments of faith help us to hold firm to the rock on which we have to build our church. We do not need to prove our allegiance to Christ by words alone, but by our deeds. Not everyone who says to me, "Lord, Lord," will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven. Matthew 7, 21. The will of the Father is to spread Jesus, through whom we all can reach the Father. May we look at the way we live and evangelize in our family, community and church. Have a good day. God bless you.